Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
Day player on the Super Bowl Sunday morning. It's 4:41, and Mr. Dave Schwann now sitting in the big chair. Another transition of power successfully done.
And a peaceful transition of power.
Nice.
That's the way we work up here.
Nice. No slapping, anything like that?
Nope.
No, good.
Nope.
Is it Super Bowl Sunday? No slapping in the ass or anything like that?
No. I guess we can say the word now.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've been hearing it. Constantly here since I've been in this.
Well,
morning,
from an advertising standpoint and stuff, you're not supposed to.
Oh, in the advertising itself, yeah.
And you can't.
Yeah.
And you can't do. You, if you're running a promotion, you can't say it's a Super Bowl sale.
Ah, all right.
You always
right,
say it's a big right. game sale,
big game sale,
or whatever,
or game
it might
day
be.
Sale, something
exactly.
like that. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But I know what time it is. I can time. I don't even have to look at the clock in the studio because the Chicago Tribune. This is very old fashioned, but the Chicago Tribune truck drives by the front. Folks, just so you know, at the Tribune Tower, and drops off like a pile of newspapers to the tower, almost like clockwork at like 4:42.
Well, it's 4:42. So
there we go, and they just rolled by.
Here,
they
yeah.
just rolled by.
Yep.
And by the way, Lise Graham joined us once again in the producer's booth.
Hey, Lise.
Hey, Schwani. How are you?
Good. Good to hear you.
Very excited
Happy
that
New
she's
year.
Here. Yep. Yep.
Happy New Year.
We're gonna try to get her to fill in for the next like year.
Oh,
all right. Now I've said it on the air. All right. That's
now
enough.
That Mr. Gelman has moved into a later time slot
yes,
on
yes,
Sunday mornings.
Slightly later time slot. He gets to sleep it a little bit. Although he said he's been getting up at like 5 to get down here by 7, do some show prep and all that stuff. So
oh, yeah.
It's just you're talking to Michael Heidemann about his schedule. He was getting up at 3 in the morning to produce that opening bell, and now he's going to sleep at 3 o'clock producing Patty's show. That's a big body clock change.
Oh, it is. That's life in radio.
That is life in radio.
That's life,
life
in broadcasting.
In the business. So what are you excited about for Super Bowl? Have you watched some commercials? Are you excited about the game? Is it just more of a social thing for you? What are you looking forward
well,
to?
Well, kind of all of the above, what you just said, actually. There are a number of parties going on in the neighborhood. I'm not sure where I will be attending. I am looking forward, though. Halftime is always a big deal, right?
Yeah.
I am looking forward to Lady Gaga because I think she's very talented. And that should be a good halftime show. As for who I'm picking, Patriots or Falcons, I have to admit I'm torn. Here's why.
Yeah.
I'm not partial to either team, but I have very close friends that are, diehard Patriots fans. Oh. And I have got a wonderful friend who's a diehard Atlanta. That's his town, born and bred in Atlanta. So he's a Falcons person. So I don't know. I don't want to offend anybody.
No, I get it.
So it's like, may the best team win.
Underdogs are the Falcons. They've never won a Super Bowl. They've been in a Super Bowl, never won one. That's more of the reason
well,
I want
the way
them
they
to
played
win.
Against Green Bay, why, could be.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, too. I was saying that my son Josh is having like 30 people over, a little under 30 people over, kids, to watch the game. And they're always, I will
social
tell you,
his
friends are always very respectful. That's one thing I tell him. I said, if you don't think you're inviting somebody that's going to at least be respectful of our home, I don't want them in here.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
They're good kids. They clean up after themselves, and they have a good time, and that's all that matters. So,
great.
Good stuff.
That's great.
Good stuff.
Great.
Well, let's look at a little history today. Abraham Lincoln was declared president in 1861. So that was some time ago, 1871, the U.S. Army established the U.S. National Weather Service. So that's when that all went into effect.
And Tom Skilling was one of the
one of the founders. they always talk about that's where they I think that's where they get all their data when they're looking at the records that have been kept when they're looking at you know, temperatures being the highest, the lowest, so forth. I mean, they're getting it from the National Weather Service.
Correct.
Obviously.
Yes.
1895, the moving picture projector was patented, although it wasn't really until the early 1900s that there was actually any shows, any movies being produced. 1909, the NAACP was formed. The United Parcel Service, UPS, was formed in 1919. IBM Corporation was founded by Thomas Watson in 1924. And here's always a great story that that a lot of people, I don't think, know. 1933, President-elect Franklin Roosevelt survived assassination attempt prior to his inauguration.
That's correct.
He was almost killed by an assassin. And at that time, inaugurations took place
in March.
In March, not January. Yeah. He had been, had he been killed, Vice President-elect John Nance Garner would have assumed the presidency at the bottom of the Great Depression, which would have been probably devastating for the country. As it was, the shot went wild and killed Mayor of Chicago,
Anton Cermak,
who was with Roosevelt. Now, he wasn't here in the city, though.
No, I think it was in Florida.
It was in Florida that they were. But Cermak, that's how he was killed. Of course, it's a street name that is named
after
him.
That's where we get Cermak Road, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty wild, though. Because no one talks about FDR almost getting shot. That's something you don't hear very often.
No, well, he didn't. I mean, the bullet missed.
Yeah.
And also, there was an assassination attempt on Harry Truman that not a lot of people know about.
No, really?
He was not injured. He wasn't, you know, injured or hurt or anything. But I guess you could properly say the assassination attempt was foiled.
Okay.
You know, a couple of people that were not pleased with Mr. Truman. Everybody forgets that there was an assassination attempt on Gerald Ford.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. What was his name?
Woman, yeah. Lynette, she went by Squeaky.
Squeaky Fromm,
Lynette,
right?
Squeaky Fromm.
You know why? Yeah. You know why I know that is because it was they brought that into a Saturday Night Live sketch in the late 70s.
Oh, okay.
And that's how I know that name more than the history books. 1940, Tom and Jerry, created by Hanna-Barbera, debuted on MGM, and there were so many different iterations of Tom and Jerry. But you know what? Still one of the probably the funniest, next to like a Bugs Bunny or a Mickey Mouse or Woody Woodpecker. My kids love that. Like it's not on anything. I don't even think Boomerang airs it anymore. But we play the DVDs for little Alex. Mm-hmm. He likes them. Mm-hmm. He likes them. Glenn Miller awarded the first ever gold record in 1942 for selling 1 million copies of Chattanooga
Choo Choo.
Yeah, Lisa's going to sing a little of that for us. Maybe not. But think about that first gold record, because records at least 78s were up.
Do you know the song at all?
Wish I did. Wouldn't
you
be
don't
great
know anything of it?
It?
That would be crazy.
Oh my gosh!
You want me to sing a few bars?
Yeah, please.
No,
that's
you don't want
I
me
know.
To sing.
No,
it.
No, I do want to hear.
Part of me, boy, is that Chattanooga choo choo?
Okay,
yeah. Track 29.
Okay. Okay, Dad, you're embarrassing everyone.
we leave the station. Never mind.
you might want to play a little of that. Adventures of Superman premieres on television, 1953.
The George Reeves
version.
Once, yeah.
They just colorized the George Reeves Superman episode on I Love Lucy this last year.
Oh, that's right.
Which is in vibrant colors. I mean, it looks absolutely beautiful.
Well, did you see the Dick Van Dyke colorized ones that were...
You know what? I loved watching the Lucy ones. I did not like watching...
You did not like the Dick Van Dyke ones.
No, I did not. And I just think, you know, once you see something all your life in black and white...
Right.
Especially colorizing movies. Never a big fan of colorizing movies. It's neat to see it, but I'll never watch it
again. I thought the resolution on these was much better than some of the colorized movies, particularly things like Miracle on 34th Street that came out.
Yeah, but you know what? That show, they've digitally remastered the black and white stuff a while back already, and it's pretty pristine to watch some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know, still in all, just leave it alone.
Yeah.
In the end, just leave it alone.
That's true. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Here's a little Superman for you, Dave.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
There you have it.
Yes, it's Superman.
All right, 1959, Barbie doll goes on sale. And in 1960, Jack Parr walks off The Tonight Show. Let's take a little listen to that, because it was pretty emotional. He was done.
And it was a shocker.
It was a shocker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's take a listen.
Now, I've made a decision about what I'm going to do. And only one person knows about this. It's Hugh Downs. My wife doesn't know it, but I'll be home in time and I'll tell her. I'm leaving The Tonight Show. There must be a better way of making a living than this. There's a way of entertaining people without being constantly involved in some form of controversy, which is on me all the time. It's rough on my wife and child, and I don't need it. I like the National Broadcasting Company. They've been swell to me, and I've been pretty wonderful to them. I took over a show with 60 stations. There's now 158. The show is sold out. It's the highest, I think, money producer for this network. And I believe I was let down by this network at a time when I could have used their help. You have been peachy to me always. Jack, you know what I said to you?
He was just done at that point.
Yeah, and I don't remember. He keeps talking about controversy and things that were he had to deal with all the time, and I don't remember specifically what the situation was.
There was a water closet joke, I think, that he told. There was just a lot of, you know, he quit twice, by the way. First time was in 1960, and then it was obviously when he finally retired.
Mm-hmm.
But they convinced him to come back.
And then they brought in a man named Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson took over. Exactly, exactly. 1964, first appearance of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, nearly 80 million people. That would probably end up in the top 30 still of all time of television shows.
I would think so.
Let's take a listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Uh, 1990, baseball owners lock out all the players. 2005, YouTube. Believe it or not, 11 years old, YouTube. It feels like it's been around forever.
Longer than 2005.
2005, viewed by billions. Absolutely crazy. And in honor of our own Chicago Bears that were nowhere near the Super Bowl, here's one of my favorite sketches with Mike Myers, George Wendt, and Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live.
I'm Bob Swirsky, and I want to thank everyone for sending those cards to my brother Bill, who recently had another heart attack. We are coming to you live from Ditka's here on Thanksgiving Day, a day for giving thanks for or taking punishment from a team that is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
With me, as always, are the super fans. Gentlemen, how was your week?
Real good.
Real good. Good. Any heart attacks?
I had one.
Had a couple.
Good.
Hey, Denise. Check out this scar.
Wow.
Yeah, I got it at a tailgate party. We were roasting a big pig on a spit, and I got punctured, but I didn't miss the kickoff.
Hey, that's something.
No, sir. Hey, Denise, look at this. Rush Street, 1986, after the Super Bowl. I was kicked by a cop horse. Trying to pin a Ditka button on it.
Oh, yeah? Check out this. Snack bar, Lambeau Field. I was scalded by the cheese of a flaming hot nacho.
Hey, the game's starting.
Oh, all right. We'll get back to that during a commercial. Enjoy the game, folks.
That was pretty classic. I love those sketches.
The Bears. Those were funny.
Those were classic. All right, Walter Jacobson coming up next, 720 WGN.